With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Sounds like President Trump is running out of patience with Hamas, which has announced it's delaying the next hostage release, accusing Israel of ceasefire violations. Mr. Trump says that is unacceptable.
I would say this, and I'm going to let that because that's Israel's decision, but as far as I'm concerned, if all of the hostages aren't returned by Saturday at 12 o'clock, I think it's an appropriate time, I would say cancel it and all bets are off.
The president says cancel the ceasefire with Israel and let the chips fall where they may. Mr. Trump has made good on a threat to slap 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, and shares of American steelmakers surging as a result. Paper or plastic? When it comes to drinking straws, Mr. Trump says paper simply does not work.
On occasion, they break, they explode. If something's hot, they don't last very long, like a matter of minutes, sometimes a matter of seconds. It's a ridiculous situation.
And so the president is rolling back a Biden directive ending federal purchases of single-use plastics, and that includes straws. Mr. Trump's Department of Government Efficiency voiding roughly $900 million worth of Education Department contracts. A federal judge accuses the Trump administration of ignoring his order to restore full federal funding to the states. U.S. District Judge John McConnell is again ordering immediate compliance. Also at SRNNews.com, a wintry mess heading to the Mid-Atlantic region with forecasts of heavy snow and ice. Washington, D.C. and Baltimore expected to be in the thick of the action. Tulsi Gabbard's nomination for National Intelligence Director now on its way to the Senate for a final vote. Vice President Vance may have to cast the tie-breaking vote. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 76 points. This is SRN News. Bud Light still hasn't recovered from a big blunder.
The popular brand of beer outraged the American public in 2023 when it partnered with a transgender influencer to push the product. The backlash cost Bud Light nearly 30% of its sales and prompted the firing of three top executives. Now a former Anheuser-Busch manager tells Fox News that the brand still hasn't recovered entirely. Anson Frerichs says the problem is a lot of customers have quit the beer forever and new customers are slow to adopt it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minnesota's governing body for high school sports says it will follow state law and continue to allow boys to compete against girls. The Minnesota State High School League says the participation by and eligibility of transgender athletes is controlled by the Minnesota Human Rights Act and the state's constitution. President Trump has signed an executive order giving federal agencies wide latitude in pulling federal funding if male athletes are allowed in girls' and women's sports. This is SRN News. The Palestinian Authority and Hamas make opposite moves in Middle East diplomacy. The latest on the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas has signed a decree canceling the so-called pay-for-slave program in which families of terrorists killed or captured during attacks receive cash stipends. The program prompted a number of nations, including the United States, to withhold financial aid as long as it went to support terror. Abbas has demanded that in return the United States cancel the Taylor Force Act, which prohibits the aid by the U.S. government. Hamas, meanwhile, called a halt to the ceasefire hostage release, claiming Israel has breached the deal. In a developing story, Israel was reacting to the shocking signs of abuse and torture displayed by three hostages who were repatriated. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNNews.com.